المشي في نعل واحدة أو خف واحد لغير عذر وكراهة لبس النعل والخف قائما لغير عذر. The chapter on the detestability, the undesirability of walking with one sandal or one sock for no reason, and the detestability or the undesirability of wearing sandals and socks while standing for no reason. Yesterday we did the chapter on the undesirability of cleaning or making istinja with the right hand or touching the private parts, example for the right hand, for no reason. And we explained that Sharia is so beautiful, that everything that Sharia teaches us is clean. Everything that Sharia promotes is hygienic, is good, and is something that is unique. No other religion and deen will teach you this, that when you are doing something that is clean, something that is respected, something that is honored, then you should do it with the right hand. Anything that is low, something that is not so respectful, then you do it with the left hand. For example, a person is cleaning his nose, he'll use his left hand. Person is making khilal of his feet in wuzu, person will use his left hand. Person is making istinja, he will use his left hand. Person doing good things, he's giving somebody something, he'll give it with the right hand. He's taking something, he'll take it with the right hand. He's putting his clothes on, he'll start with the right hand. He's putting his shoes on, he'll start with the right foot. Like that, a person is entering the masjid, extra respect, he'll enter with the right foot. Leaving with the left foot. He's going into the toilet, it's a place that's not so clean, he'll enter with his left foot. He's leaving, he's coming to a cleaner place, now he's going into with the right foot, he's leaving the toilet. So all these things Shariat has showed us, Shariat has taught us, such beautiful, beautiful teachings. Here we start a new chapter, that the detestability of walking with one sandal or one sock. Now why the dislike to walk with one sandal or one sock? Firstly, it doesn't look nice. It doesn't look respectful. It doesn't look honorable that a person is walking only with one shoe. He's got one shoe, one foot is bare feet or barefoot, and one foot he's got a shoe on, he's walking. It doesn't look respectful. It doesn't look honorable a person is walking like this. The other reason is a person is walking like this, he can lose his balance, because one foot will be slightly higher than the other, and he's walking like this, he can easily lose his balance. He can fall, he can trip. So Sharia takes into cognizance all these things. The person also, the way he conducts himself must be in an honorable way. Person doesn't deliberately conduct himself in a way that is not honorable. So similarly, if we think about this, then the way we drive also should be an honorable way that a person drives. The way a person walks, the way a person talks, the way a person conducts himself. If Sharia is giving so much of consideration to the shoes or the socks that a person wears, how he wears it, then how much more consideration should be given in the way we conduct ourselves and we go about doing things. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يمشي أحدكم في نعل واحدة لينعلهما جميعا أو ليخلعهما جميعا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you should walk whilst wearing only one sandal. You should either wear both of them or remove both of them. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif. Your ulama explained that this is not something that is haram. If somebody does it, whatever reason he does it, it's not something that is haram, but it's something that is disliked. In other words, it's makruh tanzihi, not makruh tahrimi. So if a person walks like this, it is disliked, he shouldn't do it. It's a different situation where out of necessity a person has to do it. He may have injured one foot, he's got now a bandage, for example, and now he can only use a sock, he can't even wear a sandal. So if a person has got some valid reason, then there's no harm in doing it. And if a person doesn't have any reason also, it is something that is disliked, it's not something that is haram. So here we have been taught certain things in Sharia that are disliked. So avoid these things also. وَعَنْهُ قَالْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولْ إِذَا قَطَعَ شِسْعُ نَعْلِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَمْشِ فِي الْأُخْرَى حَتَّى يُصْلِحَهَا. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that if the strap of the sandal of one of you breaks, do not walk wearing the other until it is fixed. So if the strap of one person's sandal is broken, for example a person wears a sandal, you find that the strap that normally that catches the toe for him to wear the sandal, for example that breaks around the toe or around the foot, that strap breaks, now it's not possible for him to wear that sandal. So the hadith is saying that don't wear the other sandal also until this one is fixed. In other words, this one has broken, so don't just wear one and walk like that. Fix this one up, and now wear both and walk with both, so that you don't look something, you don't look awkward the way you're walking with this one sandal. An Jabir radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha ayyanta ila rajulu qa'iman rawahu Abu Dawud. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited a person from wearing his sandals while standing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from putting a person's sandals on while standing. What is meant by this is that sometimes a person needs to use his hands to put his sandals on. So he needs to put his, use his hands to put his shoes on and his sandals on. Then don't do it whilst you are standing. Better thing for you to do is sit down, then use your hands and put your shoes on or put your sandals on. Where a person doesn't need to use his hands to put his shoes on, for example, he's got a slip-on sandal or a slip-on shoe, then there's no harm for him to put it on standing. Here what the hadith is referring to, where he needs the use of his hands, now he's standing and he's doing it. Ulama explain why. Because firstly, it doesn't look nice that person is using, is bending over, using his hands now and trying to put his sandals. The second reason ulama give is the person is likely that he using both his hands now to put the sandal. So he's picking up one leg, he's balancing on one leg. It's possible that this person can fall over. So don't do anything that will put your body at risk. Don't do anything that will put your body in danger. Imagine if you don't even do this, that you're careful of the way you're putting your sandal on. And the other things also Sharia teaches us, that when a person is putting his clothing on, don't wrap his hands up inside, so that if he happens to trip and fall, he doesn't have his hands to defend his body. So don't put your shawl or your garment in such a way that your hands are tied up, because perhaps you may need it if you trip or fall. Your hands can still protect your face. If it's tied up inside your garment, it can't protect your face. So Sharia shows different ways for a person to protect his body also, to take care of his body. Unnecessarily don't put your body at risk. Now just thinking of this, a person should take, go out of his way to look after this amanat that Allah has given him, which is the amanat of the body. How careful he should be about what he eats, about the way he goes and looks after this body, the care he takes. So now a person can imagine, in this holiday season, many people do funny things just to get a thrill. Now you think Sharia will allow such a thing? If Sharia is discouraging a person from standing and using his hands and putting his shoes, from the way he's tying his garments, from the way he's moving, Sharia just to protect the body, you think Sharia will allow a person to jump from a high place just to bungee jump? Sharia will allow a person to do some dangerous things just to parachute for no reason, to put his body in danger? So Sharia doesn't encourage all these things. This is an amanat. You've got to look after it. If something is not necessary, don't even do it. Why put that body at risk? Even if it's a 10% risk or 5% risk, it was just to get a thrill. Sharia doesn't promote these things. Look after this body. Why even take that 5%, 10% risk of putting this body just to get a thrill? Rather, we get thrills in reading Quran Sharif, making zikr, or get thrills in looking at the beauty and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're not putting ourselves into any physical harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.